This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, April 2nd. Okay, folks. Well, President Trump spoke to the nation, and the market got up on the wrong side of bed because, you know, he basically said he's going to send Iran back to the Stone Ages, and he's gonna hit him really hard. He's avoiding the energy infrastructure right now. That was the deal. If they agree to the 15-point plan, he would not hit any of the energy infrastructure. But that deadline is over on Monday night, and we'll see. The market has reversed a bit here because apparently Iran's working on a deal to open the Strait of Hormuz. That's a rumor. Let's not overreact to that. But we're doing amazingly well. Our gold stocks are down today because gold's down. But a lot of our data center related stocks that were so strong in the last couple of days are still exhibiting relative strength. Not all. Micron Technology's down a bit today, but it was pretty strong the last 2 days. So I'm pretty happy here. You know, good stocks exhibit relative strength. Good stocks bounce like fresh tennis balls. We're headed into another earnings announcement season. Last quarter, the S&P earnings were up 14.1. For the first quarter, they're predicted to be up 14, but there'll be surprises. Of course, last quarter, our earnings were up over 100%. So I think everything's fine. We are going to big holiday weekend, you know, Easter weekend, and you know, traders like to clean out their inventory. But I found the speech very interesting. You know, President Trump is very mad at our allies for not letting us use their military bases to launch attacks on Iran and fly over their territory. And it's quite a few European countries, to be honest with you. But he did say, hey, if you want jet fuel and crude oil and all that stuff, just buy it from us. We got plenty. So, you know, when all this is done, we're the oasis. That's the bottom line. We're food and energy independent. We're energy. We got excess energy. We're controlling the Venezuelan oil. We're controlling the Guyana oil via Exxon. And this is going to be very, very interesting. And he did say that the Strait of Hormuz would be available for shipping when the U.S. military operations are complete, because there'll be nothing left of Iran, essentially. So who's in charge of Iran is always unclear, but the president of Iran is trying to cut a deal with President Trump, but I don't know if that's who he's negotiating with, so it's very unclear. And the IRGC, the Republican Guard, they make money from all the commerce. So if you cut off the oil, you cut off their money, you know? And so that's interesting. So obviously that's what we're doing. And it's going to be fascinating to watch. But spring is here. Everybody's cheering up. We had a great ISM manufacturing report, the third straight increase. We had a very good ADP payroll report, better than expected. We had much stronger retail sales than expected were announced. I don't know. I think they're going to have to revise GDP estimates higher, and even the consumer confidence is going up. So I realize we have a very negative news media. I realize the media, especially that emanates out of the UK, is very negative. Today they're pointing out that Blue Owl has a 40.7% redemption request in one of its private credit funds, and the other one has a 21.9% redemption request. So banks do invest in these private credit vessels and vehicles, and if there is ever going to be a default, the Fed's going to have to step in and cut rates. Right now, everybody thinks it's contained. Even I think it's contained. I'm a big critic of the industry because they're leveraging debt to create these very high yields. But And I don't think a lot of investors realize that, okay? But the bottom line is, Jerome Powell says he thinks the problem will be contained. I think the problem will be contained. You know, if there is a default in private credit, it would ruin the industry. So if the Fed doesn't come to their rescue, some of the other private credit players might have to, because if one defaults, it ruins the party for everyone. So right now they are abiding by their redemption limits, which is usually 5 to 7% a quarter. So that's a wild card out there, but we don't own financials. So we don't have to worry, okay? And the market is trying to broaden out. You know, in the ISM manufacturing report, we had 13 of the 16 industries reporting expansion in March. So spring is here. It's time to cheer up. We got the holidays here, Passover, Easter, all. Let's just start to be happy. And let's hope, you know, we come to a ceasefire agreement with Iran and all that good stuff. Everything winds down, but it's going to wind down regardless, because President Trump made it very clear that, again, he's going to destroy all their missiles, all their drones. He's going to try to either seal the uranium in a tomb, or he's going to go take it out and remove it from the country. So it's going to be very interesting, folks. So, but our best defense, strong offense, nothing has changed with our stocks. The relative strength we've exhibited in recent days and today is very, very encouraging. So I want you to be happy, and I want you to enjoy the weekend. Take care, everybody. Louis Navelier.